objective, this study aimed to test a cross-cultural structural equation model of social anxiety by examining the direct and indirect roles of intolerance of uncertainty, fear of negative evaluation, and self-compassion among adults residing in Canada. Methods and materials. This cross-sectional correlational study was conducted among 701 adults from culturally diverse backgrounds in Canada. Participants completed standardized self-report measures assessing social anxiety, intolerance of uncertainty, fear of negative evaluation, and self-compassion. Data were analyzed using IBM SPSS statistics and AMOS. Preliminary analyses examined reliability, normality, and correlations among the main variables. Confirmatory factor analysis was used to evaluate the measurement model, and structural equation modeling was applied to test the hypothesized direct and indirect pathways. Bootstrap analysis with 5,000 resamples was used to examine mediation effects. Findings: the measurement model demonstrated excellent fit to the data. Chi-squared DF equals 2.23, CFI equals 0.965, TLI equals 0.961, IFI equals 0.965, GFI equals 0.929, RMSEA equals 0.042, and SIMR equals 0.039. In the structural model, intolerance of uncertainty significantly predicted fear of negative evaluation. Beta equals 0.61, P0.001. Self-compassion, beta equals -0.36, P0.001. And social anxiety, beta equals 0.19, P0.001. Fear of negative evaluation significantly predicted social anxiety. Beta equals 0.57, P0.001. While self-compassion negatively predicted social anxiety. Beta equals -0.29, P0.001. Bootstrap results confirmed significant indirect effects of intolerance of uncertainty on social anxiety through fear of negative evaluation. Beta equals 0.35, P0.001, and self-compassion, beta equals 0.1, P0.001. The total indirect effect was significant, beta equals 0.45, P0.001, and the total effect reached beta equals 0.64, P0.001. Conclusion: the findings support an integrated cross-cultural model in which intolerance of uncertainty contributes to social anxiety, both directly and indirectly through increased fear of negative evaluation and reduced self-compassion.